Blog Talk Radio.
For a young lady to go on a movie date with a boy, what age is reasonable?
Well, I have a 23-year-old daughter, and I must say, maybe the age to chaperone, maybe 15, mm-hmm. 16. No younger than 15.
Okay. Okay. Now, we
and
had
that's
a lot
the chaperone.
Of okay. We had a lot of different parents give different issues. A lot of people said that they said never, Bill. A lot of people, you know, especially some of the men, you know, they're overprotective of their daughters. A lot of them said no. A lot of women said reasonable, like 15, 16. I say maybe like 16, 17 for me, per se. I'm just, you know, I'm still kind of nervous. You know, these boys, everybody is crazy. I'm nervous. I got an 11-year-old, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, these
exactly.
kids are growing up, you know, so. But I think a chaperone date, I think maybe like 16, 17. Some people say 30. I say you gotta be kind of reasonable, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about
exactly.
yourself when you was growing up, like, come on. You know, but
right, exactly. That's true.
But another thing I think that they fear also is the fact that, you know, these kids are being, they're seeing, you know, a lot of inappropriate things from cartoons, interaction at school and stuff. So they might be kind of scared, like, you know, it might be some other things happening or inappropriate things. So, you know, parents are scared. It's different than when we were coming up. A lot of stuff was kind of taboo to us, but now it's up
yes,
front in their face. Yeah,
it's a lot in their face at school. It's a lot of peer pressure and stuff like that. So with me, it's really important that, you know, when your child becomes of that age and they feel like they want to date, you know, you definitely need to sit down with the kids and let them know. And don't sugarcoat a lot of stuff because, you know, you have some parents that want to sugarcoat and make it seem like everything is hunky-dory, you know, everything is nice. But in reality, it's not, you know, because you never know who your child may be trying to, you know, hook up with at school. You know, you really never know what's really going on at school until you go over there and see. And also, you know, with the guys that they may be trying to date. So, you know, you need to sit the kids down, talk to them, let them know what's really going on. Let them know what can happen, what can't happen. You know, just make them aware of, you know, if it's something that they want to do, but let them know they need to get to know the person first as a friend before they want to say they want to date them.
Exactly, and that's definitely real stuff. You know, nowadays it's not, you know, it's different than when we're coming up. You know, sometimes you ask your parents questions when we were growing up. They like, go to the room, leave me alone. But now
exactly.
you got to be real with these kids because they're not stupid. You know, they got the worldwide
no.
internet. We didn't have that. We didn't have that. We had dial-up and stuff, you know. And it takes like 3
exactly.
years to get on there. Or even if
exactly.
you only have dial-up, we had what we had the little chat line and the rotary phone. You put up that party line.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? So, like, I mean, anything that we say we don't want to, you know, tell them, they can do some research on the internet and stuff. So it's better for you to tell them straight up and be honest with your kids, you know, when it's going out there.
Right.
But we want more parents to call in at 347-826-7722. You know, were you able to check out Empire? What's your thoughts on that?
You know what? I was not able to check out Empire. I was at a basketball practice, so I kind of sort of missed it. So I'm hoping to check it out on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, definitely check it out when you do because it looks very intense. I mean, Taraji did her thing. They're definitely giving Power a run for his money. Allegedly, 50 Cent shot fires at Taraji talking about they stole the whole concept of Power, but I mean, they're doing way more. And first off, let me tell you something. Taraji and Terrence Howard are freaking like, you know, Oscar winners. Like these people are like was in major movies. They got awards.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? These are A-list stars, and they bringing A-list stars on the show. These are people that do major movie pictures. They don't even come and do TV sitcoms. So you can't even compare Power to the you know what I'm saying, the epicness of what's going on with, you know, Empire right now. And it looks intense. So I hope a lot of people are getting ready for the next episode, which is coming soon. And they actually outdid American Idol. And, you know, it's American Idol, everybody sits down and watch American Idol. So it outdid American
yeah.
Idol.
Yeah. From what I
Definitely.
Hear, a lot of people on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they said it was phenomenal. It was great. And I hate I missed it, but I'm definitely going to be on top of it on Wednesday. So I think Empire is going to be the number one show this year.
I definitely do. And we definitely need to support a lot of, you know what I'm saying, black shows or whatever, because I think right now, as we're doing this transition, people are getting sick and tired of the reality shows, okay? It's getting kind of overrated, and people want to actually
sitcoms,
you know? They want quality TV. You know, we miss back in the days of, you know, quality TV. Now the reality, they picking up. Remember the slogan that everybody was saying, Bye Felicia? I just found out that they got an actual reality show called Bye Felicia. For what?
Why?
Exactly. That's the question.
Oh, my goodness.
I have no idea. But, yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's a lot of nonsense out here, you know. So, I mean, I'm glad that they're coming back and they actually sat down and wrote a wonderful storyline. And I definitely think that it's definitely going to be that show that's going to be dominant this year. So, definitely, everybody, I implore you to go check out Empire when you get a chance. And, you know, definitely, you know, get those ratings up. Nikita, I definitely appreciate you and stuff. The other thing I want to ask you, what are your goals for your business? What are your goals for your business going for 2015?
For 2015, a few of my goals would definitely be to get out and to network a little bit more, go ahead and make some connections, which I did at the end of 2014. Not as many, but this year I'm definitely set out to go out and network a little bit, get to know, you know, the business. I mean, you know, you start out, you know, but you really don't know. And also to educate myself on the market, you know, what people like, what they don't like, what's hot, what's not. You know, but I also want to stay in my own lane, too, because I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. I don't want to sell what everybody else is doing. Be, you know, be creative, be your own person, and things will happen in due time. So those are my goals for 2015.
Definitely. And I wish you nothing but, you know, success in everything that you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? I definitely, my slogan this year is support and respect businesses, small business owners, you know, as you would want them to respect your business, you know?
Exactly,
like,
right.
If they already gave you a discount already, don't try to hassle them for another discount because you don't want them to do that to you, you know?
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
And especially with us as African-Americans and stuff, you know, when you go to the Caucasian brothers and sisters, okay, you go to them, they not taking all that, oh, my man, well, what happened? They don't want to hear none of your soft stories. Where is the money?
Where is the money? It's no discounts. It's nothing. You know, when you walk in, you know, to these, you know, high-end stores, the price, it is what it is. And, you know, sometimes I think that, you know, sometimes people don't, you know, understand it. I guess they feel as if, you know, well, hey, well, I know this person, I know that person. Oh, well, if I buy something from her, I know she's going to give me a discount because, you know, we grew up together, we this and that. No, you know, we're small entrepreneurs, you know, we're trying to, you know, get to the level of some of these big high-end stores, you know. So, you know, we're trying to make it, we're trying to stack out paper, we're trying to, you know, promote and network and do all these other things too, you know, to get to that level.
Exactly, exactly. And that's real talk, you know what I'm saying? My thing about it is, at the same time, let's support one another. If you see somebody's product and you feel that it would be good for somebody or whatever, repost it or refer somebody to their business.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Referrals always help, you know. And
mm-hmm.
even if you're doing a bartering service with somebody, whether you're doing you have a service and other person, and you guys say you're going to work together, make sure that you honor what you say you're going to do. Just don't make it one-sided. Make sure you honor the agreement, you know?
That's right.
You don't want to do that,
exactly.
And you don't want to burn bridges in the business. So, you know what I'm saying? Because this is a small world. You never know who knows anybody.
Exactly.
Definitely. And once again, tell the people how they can get in contact with you and check out the boutique, love.
Okay, they can go onto the website. It's www.nakiascloset, which is spelled NAKAISCLOSET.com. They can also check me out on Instagram. And what I do is the accessories that I do sell on my website, I try to style it accordingly with different wardrobe styles, heels, blazers, shirts, and stuff like that to give them an idea of what the accessories can look like, you know, if they pair it up right.
Mm-hmm.
And on Instagram, my Instagram name is @Nakia, @Nakia_closet. So they can either contact me on there, they can contact me on my website, or if they want to, they have some questions about some products, they can contact me at 773-1660.
Definitely check out and support her, man. Definitely support her. We're going to go ahead and go to some quick music, and we're going to come right back. And also, big shout-out to my man J. Cole, okay? J. Cole, number one album, okay? It's the year of the conscious rapper, and he's definitely doing his thing. So you got to support my man J. Cole. Download the album if you haven't yet. He definitely got some real soulful good music like he always does for the people. J. Cole is doing his thing. And also, definitely rest and rest in peace. And this past, actually, like last week, Sunday, this past week, we had a death. And this young man, I mean, he definitely has definitely touched the world with everything that he was doing. Stuart Scott, the sports anchor from ESPN, died at 49. He was battling cancer for years. And, I mean, I couldn't even tell because he actually looked good when he lost the weight. He was working out because he used to be bigger. And, you know, he inspired a lot of people. He never had any controversy about anything he was doing. He was definitely a great man and an inspiration to all. And he actually, you know, with his slogan, Booyah, you know, inspired a lot of people, a lot of African-American anchors to even come on ESPN. So definitely rest in peace. It was a sad day in sports news for losing this young man. And definitely it's a lot of different events coming up. And we're going to give some movie reviews on Paddington Bear and The Hobbit. Also, the car show is coming out. It's going to be going down around next week. I think it's next week, and also All Star Week is coming up. So it's a lot of things. Chaka Khan is coming to town, and also Erykah Badu. It's a lot of things going down. We're going to talk more about that, but we're going to go through some music real quick, and we're going to come right back. Apparently, you heard this, and we're going to come right back. Lush Radio Online, the People's Voice. Yeah.
Another day, another round. Hey, did you see that post online about Julie? I totally wrote it. Wasn't it hilarious? Is all of that true? Who cares? She's dumb anyway.
Are you talking about that post about Julie?
Yeah. Funny, right?
No, but that post about you was.
What post?
Oh, you didn't hear? You're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid, and oh yeah, you smell too. The whole school saw it. No big deal.
That's so mean. Did they really write that about me?
No, but how does it feel?
Sometimes you can feel all alone when being bullied. That's when you can really use a friend. If you see someone you know being bullied online, let them know they're not alone. Stand up now, support a friend, save a life. For more information on cyberbullying, visit stopthemean.wordpress.com or call our hotline at 1-800-555-STOP.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Leslie Les, back in the building. Don't forget to call at 347-826-7722. I definitely don't condone bullying, and if you ever see anybody that is going through bullying or, you know a friend, you know, definitely report it, you know what I'm saying, because you could definitely save a life, you know. So we're going to go to the phone lines and see who we got on the line with us. Let's Radio Online. Caller for the 301, you're live in the building on Let's Radio Online. What's popping?
Hello, hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who is this?
This is Padua Player, a.k.a. Sugar Chef.
Okay, how you doing, Sugar Chef?
I'm great, 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 great. I'm a client of Onyx Queen Media, and I wanted to call in to show my support and also to add a little bit to the conversation.
Okay, cool. We're still waiting on her to call in and stuff or whatever, but today we're doing spotlights on entrepreneurs, you know, going into 2015. So I think I actually saw you at Micheline's event when Tracy Braxton was there, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was there. I did the to-go favors for Micheline for, I think, her final Meet Me Monday for 2014.
Yeah, her birthday bash.
Yeah, it was a birthday celebration, yeah. So you were there?
Yes. Yeah, I was there. I was the one doing the interview with Tracy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. I remember you now. Yeah, we were in the back. Yeah, yeah, we were there. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Definitely.
I missed you. I would have said something to you. I didn't want to disturb her interview.
No, it's all good. So tell everybody about your business and how they can check you out.
Well, you know, you can. I'm everywhere in terms of social media, but. My name is Chef Padua Play. I'm an executive pastry chef of Sugar Chef Desserts, a.k.a. Sugar Chef in the DMV area. And I own and operate a custom dessert boutique, and we do everything from custom wedding cakes to couture cookies to croissants and muffins. Anything that you desire sweet, we can create.
Oh,
you can check me out on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Sugar Chef, SugaChef. I'm also at Twitter at Chef Padua Player, at Sugar Chef, and I'm also on Facebook, and that's Sugar Chef Desserts.
And another thing I asked the other young lady, Nikita, that was on the show, what are your goals for 2015 as an entrepreneur?
Well, some of my goals, of course, it's being a small business. It's never ending in terms of building your brand and moving forward in your brand. So I'm definitely working on my cookbook. That's like,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's like you know, nurturing a baby. So I'm definitely working on my cookbook. I'll be introducing my new jam flavor coming up in a couple weeks because I have a big event coming up in March. And offering some little trinkets. I mean, you have to kind of stay tuned. I'll be announcing them on Instagram and also returning back to TV. So I'm hoping to work on some TV things as well. So, you know, being a small business owner, it's always things that you could do to, you know, gain more exposure for your brand. So that's a never-ending, you know, it's a daily grind for me. So
definitely, definitely, definitely. What are some of the things that you've learned as, you know, being a business owner in 2014 going into now?
Some of the things I learned in 2014 is that you have to have a lot of patience with people sometimes. But the most important thing is that not only am I creating delicious and beautiful desserts for people, but I'm also building relationships. And owning your own business, it's really about building relationships with people, because I've done some wedding customers I've had. You know, I have some couples where I've done their wedding cake. You know, I've done the bachelorette cake. I've done the groom's cake. And one couple, probably about a year ago, I did their first child's birthday cake. And so now they're expecting the second baby, and they reached out to me to do the second baby's birthday cake as well, first birthday as well. So, you know, I've been blessed in that respect. So it's really about building relationships with people, because people will constantly keep you in mind, or they'll have you on speed dial, or they'll text or contact you and reach out to you. So it's really about building relationships. And once you kind of, you know, you kind of stay in their life for the duration, hopefully.
Definitely. And also, I think we're getting feedback. Are you listening to something else?
No. I think I had an incoming call.
Oh, okay.
But I can hear you clear as a bell.
Because I'm getting an echo.
Oh, no, I can hear you clear as a bell.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me? I'm still
getting
an echo. I don't know, Pete. Can you do me a favor and call back in? Because I'm picking up an echo coming from you.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely, you know, as she said, you know, you have to be patient and you have to build rapport with people when it comes to business. You know, you don't want to burn bridges, you know, because a lot of people know a lot of people. And, you know, you always need references. So you never know, somebody that you burn the bridges with might know that person that you're trying to get the reference from. So you got to stop, you know, burning bridges. I know you might have had an I don't care attitude, but when it comes to your brand, you represent your brand. You are an entity at the end of the day, you know, and you have to respect that, you know. And another thing that I wanted to touch base on is for my vets out there, for my veterans, because every time I get information, I try to say it with my veterans or whatever. So for you guys that are out there and you might be suffering from going through homelessness, or you need help with, like, rental information, you can go down to you can actually go down to the Veterans Resource House. It's actually a reference center, and it's located at 1500 Franklin Street, Northeast Washington, D.C., and they have access to resources. You can use the computer. They help you with your resume. They also have on the spot doctors. Be able to, like, live by yourself, but you're just looking for housing for you and your child, especially if you're a woman or a gentleman. You ask for the VASH program, V-A-S-H, VASH program. They give you a grant if you're eligible, and they'll sign you up, ask you questions, and they'll put you in the list. It's almost like waiting for housing for Section 8, but it's for the VA, for the veterans. And then once you get approved and stuff, they find you whether it's a house or an apartment. So definitely check that out. That was some information I found out that I wanted to give you guys. Also, if you need rental assistance or housing assistance, you can holler at Friendship Place, and their phone number is 202-658-9599, 202-658-9599. And also another place is called Housing Counseling Services at 202-677-7006. Contact them, and they can definitely help you out with some needs if you need that. So I definitely got to put that information out for my fellow soldiers that need that help. You know, and, you know, definitely, you know, you got to support one another out here, because, you know, it's not a game. I definitely want everybody to support all the vets. And then we got our two lovely ladies that will be calling into the show in a few minutes. But we're going to go ahead and go to some more music. I got some little, some actual, I got a throwback. You know, it's a throwback. It's Friday. I don't know where you were at back in the day when you first ever heard this song, but this is one of my favorite songs from A-ha. It's called Take On Me. I don't know if you remember that song, but I want to know where you were at when you first heard this song. I know some of my callers know this song. And we're going to come right back. Let's ready on live.
Hey, when I give you these keys, homeboy, don't move my car, man. I'm right in the front, you dig? Don't move my shit, man. Ho, ho, baby, what's your name?
Go, girl, girl. It's your birthday.
Take it to the condo.
And if you like the condo,
we can move the party to the bedroom. I'ma beat your body like a congo.
Since we in the club for now, for now,
might as well get another round, round.
Know this ain't money in your cup,
so get here, baby, let me fill it up, fill it up.
Go, girl.
Maple leaf dash got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffing on a toy though.
Girl, that's only if you want though.
You ready?
But since we in the club for now, for now,
might as well get another round, round.
Know this ain't nothing.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush. We back in the building, man. Y'all heard a little bit of Aha. I had to take y'all back to the 80s. That was one of my favorite songs. And I think they were very creative in their music video. They were actually the first to actually do that, you know, with the whole comic book, the girl going in a comic book. I think it was dope. Aha definitely, you know, made an impact in the 80s. They were one of the dopest groups out there. I was little when I heard that joint, but, you know, Take On Me, a classic, and, you know, Trey Songz, Aha, you know. And for everybody that have a birthday, Capricorns, y'all in the building. Shout out to my niece. Her birthday is this month on the 10th, actually on Saturday. Shout out to Evelyn. We in the building. And shout out to everybody that's definitely a Capricorn, Aquarius, everybody doing their thing. We about to go to the phone lines and see who's in the building. 202, what's poppin'?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Who's this lovely lady in the building with us?
It is Renee calling in. How are you?
Hey, Renee, I thought somebody had kidnapped you for a second. I was like, where Renee at? I had to set out a search party.
I was calling in right on time. I had my phone all queued up and everything. But you know what's so funny? What's so funny, but it's funny and love at the same time, because two people that you spoke to tonight are two of my clients. So Sugar Chef that calls up is one of my clients that I do his branding, and Nakia's Closet, Ms. Nakia, and they were calling in to support me. so I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, it was both good on both sides. It's a win-win situation. They shouted out their business too. Business for you, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's with us. We got support
that
businesses
cool.
in 2015. You know what I'm saying? So first, we had the lady of the hour, the one and only, the queen in the building doing her thing with the media, the magazine, everything like that. So talk to us, Renee. Tell the people what you're about and tell us about your business.
Well, my business originally started out as event planning, because I was always helping people do their parties, their baby showers, and, you know, all different sorts of stuff like that. So people were like, you just need to, like, have a business for this. So I actually started really getting serious about it back in 98, and I started an event planning company, and I was still doing little media stuff on the side because that's what I originally went to school for. So eventually, over time, you know, the 9-to-5 just started to overlap into the business. And I couldn't get a lot of corporate events because I was working 9-to-5. I used to save up my vacation time, you know, HR hated me because I used to go in there. You could only cross over like 4 weeks of vacation. I always had 6 or 7 weeks because I used to save them up so I could take time off to do corporate events. So if there was like a corporate, you know, like a week event or a 3 or 4 day event, I would take off like I'm taking vacation from work, but I would be working my own business, doing,
wow,
you know, corporate and stuff like that. So they never knew that for like all those years, but I did it for such a long time, and both jobs overlapped for quite a few years because I was at that old 9-to-5 for almost 12 years. So
wow,
I took a business, which is now 15 years old, and I rebranded it 3 years ago into Onyx Queen Media. Onyx Queen has been my nickname since high school. And I rebranded it to put together what I went to school for, what I went to college for, and my organizational stuff. So I put all my media, public relations, and all that stuff together. But really, it has grown into branding, you know, just branding people and working with small businesses who want to, you know, find their brand voice, you know, who may not even have a brand voice. Some people come to me, you know, they're established, and then other ones don't have anything at all. Like they just bought their, you know, LLC or whatever, and they have nothing. Like they don't even know what they want to do. So that's
exactly
what it has evolved into over the years.
Wow. And that's, I mean, and that's definitely great because you're definitely giving them direction and stuff. Because a lot of people jump into the business, they're like, oh, I have an idea, I want to start a business, but they haven't researched their industry. They haven't researched,
mm-hmm,
they haven't let down, you know, laid down the formula, the foundation of what they're trying to do. So sometimes a lot of people have issues when they jump into business because then they're like, it's almost like they're starting backwards. Okay, we got the LLC,
right,
and all that stuff. We went and bought this building and spent all this money, but we don't know how to bring business in. We have,
exactly,
all of this product, but we don't know how to sell it. So we're,
yeah,
sitting on product.
And I see it all the time. And I'm like, well, what is your plan that you want to do? Do you have a business plan? Do you have, like, at least a list of goals? Because at least if you have a list of goals, even if you haven't written a business plan yet, you can definitely write your business plan off of your, you know, extensive list of goals. And I'm like, well, what do you want in 6 months? They don't know. What do you want in a year? I don't know. You got to know those things. You know, you may not know how to get there, but you at least need to have an idea of what you want to accomplish. And then you can, you know, hire people like me or you to try to get the vehicle out there, you know what I mean, to get it running, you know, to show you the way to try to get to that goal that you want to accomplish. But, yeah, I get that all the time. They have not a clue of what they want to do. Or they're doing something that is truly not their passion. Because if it's not your passion, it's not going to go well. It's just like
exactly,
you know, your English teacher would tell you, don't write stories about things that you don't even like or things that you
exactly
can't even identify with because it's not going to come through true, you know, on the other
exactly
end.
Exactly. We have a caller live on the line. We got a caller from 301-686. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online.
Hello, hello. It's me again. How are you?
How you doing?
I knew he was going to call back in.
You knew I was going to call back in. I have to show support. I have to show support for my publicist. She's definitely a heavyweight, and she has helped me to elevate my business, and I'm just really appreciative, rather. And I just want to call in and show support for her and also join in on the conversation.
Oh,
thank
wow,
you,
definitely.
Sugar Chef, I appreciate it. Sugar Chef, I'm telling you, I used to have an old business partner, and we had a show on Ustream for quite some time, actually, with a lot of chefs and indie artists, because especially for chefs of color, which do not have the same outlet as a lot of the other chefs that you'll see on television. And I'm telling you, that show was so great, and I'm hoping to, you know, kind of with my business, kind of take that, you know, that rein back up again and kind of get back into that. So I really concentrated on doing lifestyle clients, and I get a lot of foodie people and folks
mm-hmm
that have, you know, accessories and, you know, things like that, because that is my thing. I'm definitely a foodie big time. I cook, I bake, I do all that stuff, and that led to me doing the magazine, of which you were in, Which was such a great article. People enjoyed it. People definitely enjoyed it. They emailed me. They let me know. They were like, yo, what's that radio that's on, you know, the National Live Radio? And I'll send them. And I'm like, well, just read the article. You'll see the links and everything in there. So hopefully, you know, I hope that funneled some people over to you, because I love doing the magazine because it allows me to take little pieces of just lifestyle stuff and put it together and put and roll food into it as well, which is just something that I just really love.
Exactly. You definitely did a great job. We got another caller from 301-336. You're live in the building on Let's Ready Alone. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. How you doing? This is actually one of my students from school. Hi, Kayla. How you doing?
Good.
Kayla, so we have a young lady on here, Miss Renee, and she's a business owner. You want to ask her anything about business? You want to ask her a question about business?
Yes.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Miss Renee. I want to ask you something about this summer. Me and my friend want to start or create a dance academy, and how do we start and create it?
You want to create a dance academy. So you want to create a dance academy for other people your age?
Yeah. No, like below, so we can actually teach them.
Oh, okay. So you want to be able to teach it. Well, one thing that you can do, how old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9. Okay. So what you want to do, the first thing that you really want to do is you want to get support from the adults in your life. So if you have your parents or your grandparents or your aunts, uncles, if you attend a specific church, or if you are a part of, you know, Girl Scouts or whatever it is, get support from organizations to sponsor you. That's the main thing. Put the word out. Let them know what's going on. Make up some flyers. Maybe have, you know, the older people in your life, you know, help you make up some flyers and things like that to get the word out. If you attend a specific church, maybe ask the pastor or the pastor's wife if you can, you know, have them make an announcement in church to let people know what you're doing. Because that's the main thing is, if you want to do something and you want people to support it, you have to put the word out that it's even going on. You know, it's one thing where people see you doing something and they're just like, well, how come you didn't tell us about that? How come we didn't know that you was doing, you know, whatever? So that's what you want to do. Talk to your parents or whoever, you know, your guardians or whatever, and let them know what it is that you want to do and have them help you put together a little plan of how you're going to do this. Maybe put down 5 to 7 things that you want to do and say, like, you know, we want to help, you know, young girls, or we want to help whatever it is. Just lay out all of those things in little points, but have them help you write it out. And then ask if you can make announcements. And one thing that you, main place that you can always go is community. You know, within your community, community centers and church are probably the two top places that you can go, you know, or even in your school, you can talk to your principal, you can talk to your teachers, you know, and let them know what it is that you want to do, because what they can do is they can maybe send something out to the parents and let the other parents of the kids know what it is that you're trying to do. So getting the word out is the biggest thing. You got to let people know what's going on. Do you have people that you can talk to, like your parents or somebody that you can help get you started?
Yes, it's my friend's mother and my friend's grandmother.
Oh, see, there you go.
And my mother, yes.
Okay, so that's good. So talk to them. Write down the things that you want to accomplish, which means that you're going to get a piece of paper and get together with your friends who you want to do this with, and write down, each of you take maybe 3 or 4 things each that you want to accomplish with this business. If you say, I want this to be announced on the news, I want this to be announced by the mayor, whatever that you want to accomplish, put it down on paper. You ever heard of a vision board? You know what a vision board is?
No.
Okay,
no, I've
a
never
vision
heard of
board.
It.
Okay, a vision board is when you take pictures. You can cut them out from magazines. You can cut them out from newspapers. And what it is you put them together on like a big construction paper. And what it does is it shows you pictures of all the things that you want to do with a business, with your life, the things that you want to accomplish. So if you really love a really nice car or you really love this beautiful house and you saw a picture of it in a magazine, you cut that picture out and you put it onto that paper and say, these are some of the things I want to accomplish. So you can do that with your business as well. So write down those things and cut out pictures of things that give you ideas, you know, like give you inspiration. Does that make sense?
Definitely. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Kayla. You can see she's so adorable. I taught her and her sister. Her sister's in middle school. Kayla, I love you, and I miss you guys at school. And I'm definitely
Thank
going
you.
To try to come back. I know you guys miss me and stuff. You know, I'm the best sub before, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the world, you know. But I love you, though, Kayla. Shout out to my girl, Kayla. Check her out. You know, she's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So we love you, Kayla. All right? You want to shout anybody out?
Okay.
You want to shout anybody
yes.
out, Kayla?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I shout out to my friend, Amari, Gabrielle, Jaya, and Nazaya. And I love them very much, and I love you, Miss Mo. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. I wish you the best. She got a little business mind on her already. A dance
yeah.
academy? I hear that. You're going to be giving Debbie Allen a run for her money over there with the dance academy. I hear you. But see, that's when you got to get them. She's nine.
Exactly.
You got to get them that young. That's when you get them that young, because I'm telling you, you get them that young, she'll be good.
Definitely, definitely, truly appreciate it. We got another caller. Caller at 301-336. 301-336. Okay, you can stay on the line with us. Okay, and we got another caller live in the building. The question for today is basically, what do you think is the appropriate age for your daughter to go out on a movie date with a boy? You know, a chaperone.
Oh, man. Whew. Well, I come from an old school West Indian parents, and they weren't really trying to hear it, really, for a long time. But I guess when I was really allowed to, I guess I would say 16. 16 is comfortable for me, because I think that's when my parents allowed me to, like, go out with a boy, like, by myself. Yeah, I was probably, like,
mm-hmm.
15 or 16. Yeah. Other
just
than that, it had to be girlfriend groups, you know,
uh-huh.
friends of you, you know, your girlfriend groups, but that was it. But, yeah, they were pretty strict. So I would say I was probably around 15 or 16.
Definitely. Definitely. So, you know what I'm saying, for all those friends out there, a lot of them said, you know, never. Some people said 30. I'm comfortable with, like, 17, 18 to me. I'm still kind of nervous. I got an 11-year-old, like, I'm maybe like 17, 18 for me. I think I'll be comfortable with it, you know.
And these
so.
Kids, and they're so advanced, these kids. Like, they learn so much. Like, we did, well, I'm a 70s baby, so we didn't have, like, all of these different things. Like, by the time these kids are 5 and 6, they're running circles around their parents on the web. They know how to get on the web. They know how to access things, all of these new, you know, teaching tools and programs. So
mm-hmm.
many of them are on the web, you know, the leapfrog stuff, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I knew when it was just, you know, just the little toys. Now everything is web-based. You know, it's really, it's kind of scary. So I understand. I definitely understand.
Exactly. And another thing for everybody that want to check, that wants to check you out or find out more information about your company, require your services, or check out the magazine, how do they go about doing that, Renee?
Everything is Onyx Queen Media. If you even just Google Onyx Queen, you will find every single thing. So just O-N-Y-X-Q-U-E-E-N, or you can type in Onyx Queen Media. I'm Onyx Queen Media on Facebook. I'm Onyx Queen Media on Twitter, on Instagram, and probably every other. Those are the ones that I use all the time. But if you just type in Onyx Queen to Google, you'll find everything. My magazine is foodieandfet.com. So it's FOODIE and spelled out FET, FETE. So foodieandfet.com. If you get to the Onyx Queen Media stuff, you'll see all of that. I also have an event coming up. This is in the Atlanta area. It's going to be March 14th, 2015. It's going to be at the Swan Coach House, and that is a really, really quaint little restaurant in the Buckhead area, if anybody's familiar with Atlanta, and it's the Blackberry Naturals Networking Event. So anybody who is, especially women, that is in the natural hair community, or you sell organic or natural soaps or, you know, body butters and things like that, we want to come together and network and, like, swap businesses with people and, you know, just talk about the business in general. So that's another event that I have coming up. But if you go onyxqueenmedia.com, you'll find everything there.
Definitely, definitely. Check her out, support everything that she has going on. And we're going to go ahead and go to some quick music. And we'll come back. Hopefully we'll have Be Pretty on due to the time period. We'll try to see if we can still have her on. But we definitely appreciate you, Renee, and definitely appreciate the Meg and everything that you're doing. Definitely want to continue supporting you and everything that you got going on.
Thank you very much. We definitely will support you as well. I really appreciated, you know, having you in my magazine, and I thought it was really great. And it was got great feedback on it because it was good to see a different angle of, you know, entrepreneurs. And it kind of led me to be like, you know what, I think I'm going to feature an entrepreneur in there for every magazine that I do now going forward. So that was kind of like the start of it. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Definitely. We appreciate you and definitely support Renee more, you know, all entrepreneurs out here, because, you know, in the Jewish community, you know, the dollar rotates several times. And, you know, our Caucasian counterparts, they work within, you know, their area. We need to start bringing back this Black Wall Street, supporting one another, and do good business. Don't do bad business. Mm-hmm. Do good business in 2015 and don't burn bridges. You already know what it is. Don't forget to log in at www.lushradioonline.com. Leave comments on the articles and different events. Also, you know, check out some music. We're going to come right back in. Lush Radio Online, you know, we live in the building. And I'm going to go ahead and play some music from J. Cole again, number one album. Check him out. You already know what it is. Love yours. Appreciate what you got. Take the resources you have and work with them. Don't get depressed because things won't go your way. Work with what you got and make it good. Love yours. Love yours. J. Cole. Be back in a few.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake bricks, mad snakes in the grass, letting we know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle.
Goes for all y'all.
It's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty.
Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to somebody down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I'd be right damned if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next.
I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my scripts out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a rigor Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this sincerely. And as in who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose. I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but you feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a just better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as
my life. My life.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got, start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey!
Friday, man, the best day of the week.
I bet it is. It's It's payday for some people and it's turn up for some others.
Yeah, turn up for some people, but not all people. I wish.
For real. So,
turn
so
down.
Tell us where you're calling from.
Calling from PG County, Oxon Hill.
PG County. Okay.
PNB,
all right.
No.
All right. We're talking about entrepreneurship and being a business owner and stuff like that. You know, what are some of the things that you've learned from 2014 to now about business that definitely, you know, you want to change some things in your business plan for this year?
Well, for burning bridges, I would say that you never know who you might need in the future. So make sure that if you meet someone, they always keep your bridges straight so you can always connect the dots when the time is right.
Exactly. And definitely don't burn bridges. And also the question of the day is, what do you think is an appropriate age for a young lady to go out on a movie date with a young man?
I would say, I mean, you said a lady, right?
Yeah, a young girl to go out on a date with a young man.
Probably like 15 or 16.
15, 16?
Like
I feel like 15 is still too young. I don't know. I feel scared at 15.
but it's still a little, junior prom or like middle school prom, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They have the little junior proms and stuff, and they have the little dances and stuff. But it got to be chaperone, though, sure.
Yeah, that's
true.
But you know, half them kids already don't be chaperone half the time anyway, so don't really matter about it.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the kids are definitely off to her. But were you able to get a chance to check out Empire? What are your thoughts? On the show.
Yeah, I haven't seen that show yet. I haven't got a chance. I'm going to check it over the weekend.
I definitely implore you to check it out. It's definitely a chance and it's definitely giving power a run for its money. So
definitely check
it out. You got any shout outs and stuff before we move on? You got any shout outs?
Yeah, shout out to Cap Heights. Shout out to the family. Shout out to Walking Legends. Shout out to just 2015.
Okay, that's what's up, man. We appreciate you, man, and you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you for calling into Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lush. That's what it is. And we're going to move on to these movie reviews. So we got some movies that actually came out. Even though if you didn't catch it over the Christmas holiday, I definitely implore you for all of my soldiers out there that's ever been through, you know, PTSD, or been to Iraq and stuff, you can definitely relate to this movie. And one of my favorite actors, Clint Eastwood, actually directed and produced this movie. It's based on a true story and memoirs of a soldier that went to Iraq. He actually got killed by an actual fellow soldier after he got out, after doing four tours and actually did 160 kills. He was actually a sniper in Iraq. He suffered from dealing with PTSD, coming back and dealing with his family, you know, after, you know, kind of decomposing it, just, you know, just doing the transition of dealing with civilian life versus being overseas. He was a patriot, but definitely check out the movie. It was definitely a touching story, so check it out. It's called The American Sniper. I give it maybe like a 3-star. Check it out, and definitely check out Empire. Also, Paddington Bear. A lot of people, when I grew up, Paddington Bear came out with books, and they also had it as a little TV series, but they called it The Bear Named Paddington. And it was definitely a beloved story, and a lot of people loved Marmalade just because of Paddington Bear. So now they take Paddington Bear and bring it into a real-life action movie. And the only thing that my daughter kept complaining about was the fact that no one actually acknowledged the fact that he was a bear. Like, they're acting like he's a regular dude. But, I mean, I think it was a great movie. We had an extra because Nicole Kidman, we haven't seen her for a minute, and she was actually in the movie, and she played did a wonderful job as the antagonist, as the evildoer in the movie. But it's definitely something that I feel like every family should go check out. So if you have a love for Paddington Bear or you just like soft, cuddly things, just check it out. It's definitely a great movie. You'll love it. You'll have some laughs, some tears. Check it out, Paddington Bear.
Also, another movie that came out in the movies, for all those who like all the installments of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, I implore you to check out the first two Hobbits before you watch the last installment. But the action was intense. Even the battle formations were intense. The cinematography was wonderful. There were some epic scenes in there. My man Bloom was in there. You know, Thorin, who played the Dwarf King, he dealt with a lot of dealing with insanity from greed. That was the only thing that I kind of didn't like too much. They took too much of spending time on that. But honestly, the whole entire thing was wonderful. I kept me in my seat. I didn't go to the bathroom. So you got to check out The Hobbit. I give it 5 stars. I loved it. Check it out. I will watch it again. Definitely check out The Hobbit. It's definitely a dope movie. And Annie, oh, my God, the musical was great. The young girl that they have playing Annie was wonderful. I loved her. I mean, you had tears. They had me bawling. I don't like people really messing with classic movies like Annie, which I love, and the original one. But my daughter pushed me to watch it, and I actually loved it. I loved the movie. Jamie Foxx did an excellent job. It was comedy. It was tears. It was definitely, it made you appreciate a lot of things of just family in general. So I implore you to check out and support it, you know. Annie, check it out. It's definitely another great movie. And don't forget that Boots is having her store grand opening in Baltimore this Saturday, the 10th, noon until. And the phone number you can call is 667-239-3169. And it's actually at 531 North Chester Street, Suite B, second floor upstairs. And they're having a grand opening. They're, it's going to be hosted by the hip-hop legend Chief Rocka Busy B. And they're going to be having free food and drinks. So go check it out and support it. You have to support black business owners, just small business owners in general, you know, and also the auto show is coming in. And also for all my 80s lovers, if you love Jam is amazing. Ooh, Jam. You already know what, you know I love Jam because I freaking know the theme song. But anyway, Jam, that, you know, by Habro, that actually they produced the show back in the day. So Jam, they're actually coming out with a real live action movie of Jim, okay, and it is going to come out in 2015, and, you know, but the only thing that a lot of people had issues with is that it's a whole bunch of men producing it, so it's not almost like you don't get that feminine side, but I guess they're trying to stick to the storyline, and I hope they do, because a lot of Jim fans would be so disappointed if they don't. So Jim, look out for it. It's coming out to a theater near you, so look out for Jim, and, you know, don't forget to download our app. You can download the code. And I definitely appreciate Renee, wonderful person. And, you know, definitely New Year's, you know, it's all about, you know, building brands and building relationships. You know, if you weren't out so much in 2014 going out there and pushing your brand, it was the warm-up in 2014. Now it's showtime. So now it's time for you to take your brand to the next level. Anything you lacked in 2014, now it's time for you to perfect your brand, go into your cocoon, and go in the back cave and come out with your plan, and now it's time for you to execute it, okay? Whether if you had need to get flyers, branding material, if you need to rebrand yourself, you need promo material, you need to go out and get out there, you need to get in the streets, you need to go to the – I know sometimes you hate going to events and stuff. You're like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to see these people. But it's politics. You have to do it. You have to go and mix and mingle. Sometimes you have to step outside of your comfort zone and go out and do what you got to do. A book that I always recommend to everybody is called Who Moved My Cheese? It's all about people being complacent. You can't be complacent and you can't stick in the same place. You got to be always ready to move at every given time and always be aware of your surroundings. And you got to constantly keep moving. You cannot stop and say, oh, man, I give up. You cannot wait for anybody to do anything for you. Another thing is when you're a CEO. A CEO is chief executive officer. You are the boss. You are the leader. You are the one that created the entity, the idea. You are the one that's going to lead with example. If you have workers that are not doing what you want them to do,
they might honestly don't know what they're doing. So it's up to you as a leader to teach them how to work as a team if they've never worked as a team. You have to show them that. It might be irritating, and you might go through different interns and different people until you find the right people, but you can't give up on anything. So you have to teach them. You have to train them. And, yeah, it takes time, and it's tedious. You wish you had people that had the same mindset than you, but sometimes you have to mold people and you have to teach them to make them better themselves in what they're trying to do and trying to help you in what you're trying to do. And make sure the people that you bring into your team are people that have the same goal, because effective teams are teams that are on the same wavelength. If they're not, then it's going to be corrupt and you're never going to achieve your goal. You know what I'm saying? So this is what comes when it's business. Business is about building relationships and building your brand. You are the brand. You're not just a regular person anymore. Your name has become your brand. Your business is your brand, and that is your baby. Nobody can treat your baby like you treat your baby. So respect your baby, and anybody that's representing your baby, they need to be on point too. You already know what it is. That's my words of wisdom from Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. And you know what? It was a great show tonight. I had a wonderful time with everybody. Everybody did a wonderful job. I love all the entrepreneurs that called in. Don't forget to check us out each and every Friday. And don't forget to check out Motivational Monday with my girl Emma E2K on Mondays from 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning. Pick yourself up. Jumpstart your morning with Emma E2K and Motivational Mondays. Also, it's a lot of new things, and we're going to be doing some giveaways next month. So tune in. You never know what you're going to meet, and you never know who you're going to meet. We got a lot of outstanding interviews that's coming through. So don't forget, check us out on YouTube and check out the website. And leave comments. We enjoy those. www.lushradioonline.com. And also give us feedback. Anything we need to improve or anything like that, I want to hear from you, the listeners. It's Lush Radio Online, and we want to go to some new music because I'm going to get turned up. And you know what? I just came for the ladies and the drinks.
Tell the DJ turn it up, let the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again, tell him nothing like that, oh.
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man. All the bottles pop out.
I know it's somebody perfect right now, right now, right now. It's somebody getting drunk too.
Come, so she's up to sex, please, and come, so she's up to sex, please, and done.
Fire just like steel pan crumb. Looking with the steel father, cheek and son. Let me tell you, don't leave condom. I tell you, not the bed, head a beat and bump. But meat and gun. Me no weak, me no feet and bump. Me no eat and no teeth and tongue. Tell your girl, say the real man come. She turn fool and no know what fi done. And a barrel.
Murder me.
Say good like a bike to a ride. Move your jazz, girl, you know no pride. I heard the sense to not be hide. Like us, I'm a me bummit inside. Every good girl see a my hole. I feel I'm sitting tight for your hole. I feel bomb is a tight pussy hole. You know what? No girl with no wash over goal. Shot one.
Yo, that was a little snippet. You already know what it is. Massive. I love Massive. Everybody turn up. Big up yourself. Everybody out there. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lexi, that's live in the building. From New York to Jamaica to Kingston. Everywhere worldwide, we in the building, man. From all the way to London to New York to DC. We in the building. All my African people, what up? It's your girl, Lexi, that's live in the building all day, every day. Don't forget that. You got to stay tuned to Lush Radio Online, the Lush Lounge, each and every Friday. From 7 to 8, and sometimes we run over because we having an all-night party. Who knows? Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and we're going to be in Crystal City. B-More tomorrow is going down. Lush Radio Online, live in the building. I got one more announcement to make for all the independent artists that want to break into New York and do an event. There's an event going on the 27th of January, and it's called the Next Up Concert Series. So if you're trying to go up there, it's going to be at Club Lip in NYC. Music by DJ Slick Vic, and the after party is DJ Self. You already know what it is. All you got to do for you to perform is call 347-470-6239. 347-470-6239. And you already know what it is, man. Good luck. It's your girl, Lexi Lush, man. Good things, good vibes. And you know we are the people's voice. And I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. It's your girl, Lexi Lush. And, yo, I'm out of here, yo. Let me go ahead and play y'all some throwback Method Man. Y'all remember this joint, Judgment Day? Y'all ain't know what it is. I'm out of here. Lush Radio Online. Hip-hop worldwide. So shout-out to my man, DJ Hustle, Quan Lee, ME2K, Pat. We in the building. Sandra, you hear me?
The cat.
As I walk in the shadow of death, 16 men on a dead man's chest. Your host is D, Mr. H-O-T, and I guess you get splashed with the pack. Nobody go till the guard say so. You got a second or more to run for the dough. Before I blow back off the map contact, you dig no stack, cook you down like that. Run from death, rocket launcher, yes. Mr. Meth, hold the foremost death. Catch dead wrong, song's too long. Get swung on, can't we all get along? See my pinky, see my thumb. See that kid break the pawn shotgun. Bust your guns, leave your whole shit numb. Now what's this? Smell like bitch. Bitch, a big mouth, the gap be trapped. You leave your good shout, you style, no doubt. Shout and struck through the shout and shun. Pump, pump, pump on my shout and drum. Niggas dumb dead, step in the square. Kids ain't playing over here. Player, only one way, and that's my way. Grim Reaper calling, judgment day. Let the countdown begin. I was born in the mind. Take the head of the snake. Behold, I'm a gang. Ain't no love for the rich. Only strong will survive. Cause we live by the soul. 3 + 60 degrees. For the black and the blue. For the sun. Step into millennium.
The name of this one is Judgment Day. When war forget, can't come out and play. Don't blame me, blame society. It's time to give a street for a live MC. Hands in the air like you just don't care. You won't get a share. There's a party over here. Keep bouncing, T-minus, 30 seconds and counting. New York finding, still wilding, shallin'. At the full moon howling, get till it's gone. Killer be killed, only time will reveal like the words in the song. Slow what I feel for my crew, but shit. Niggas still got to pay my bills. Be a low pack, the slingshot flow. Plant the seed, let the garden grow. I think that rhyme where the sun don't shine. Dark paint your heart like a valentine. This my tail from the crypt that's sick. Slug bag, body bags and shit. UFC fighting championships. G.I. Joe.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
squad lecture. Closing down the sector, supreme neck protector. Better want him, kid, Mr. Mester. Falling pop, about to blow his lid from the pressure. Too hot for TV, for cheesy. Too many wanna be Harvey, easy. It's all in together, going all out together. It don't take much to please me. Still homes are never satisfied like the stones. We don't condone biting, see them selling crossbones. Protecting what I'm writing, don't clash with the titan. Who blast with a license to kill rap recitants. Come on, in the zone with your nigga from the group home to Cal.
Fuck your lifestyle,
put your lights out. Get this shit to crackin', got you fiendin' with your pipes out. Time for some action, surfing the avenue. Mad at you, where I used to battle crews. Back when that's when that had that attitude. Cover me, I'm going in, walls closing in. Got us busting off these pistols, my niggas got issues again. Same song, armed with the mega bomb. Blow you out the frame, then I'm gone.
Yo, I was going too, but we roam. Cellular phones, dot meth, back in the flesh. Blood and bones, don't condone. Spin bank loans and homegrown. Suckers break like turbo in ozone. When I grab the broom, moonwalk, platoon hawk. My goons bark, leave you in the blue lagoon. Lost room. D9's in the club with Mad Sue. D9 in the glove, right behind on the boss. Haters don't touch. Way is both up. Now my neighbor doped up. Got the cable hooked up. All channels. Lift my shirt, all mammal. You ship off keys and we ship grand piano. Sold off shotgun. Hand on the pump. Sipping on the 40. Smoking on the blood. Bust my gun. Ran and meth didn't jump. La 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 la.
Got a new broad and a new car and they foreign. And that new crib got rooms you can't even go in.
Can't go, can't go.
And that all white room look like it got stolen.
Right.
And your friend wanna roll too cause we important. Yeah, baby, scoot over. It's scoot over. It's scoot over. It's scoot over. You gotta scoot over. It's scoot over.
Girl, Pocahontas, but her ponytail Milan. Make her scoot over so her cousin Duke could come. I like if I write, say your hat like that was time. She don't bust it open, bubblegum. Four deep in the foreign, take a nap real quick, I tell her baddest to scoot over. Boo, like, ain't that disrespectful? I can change your time, make your time special. The bad about the crew, but I got something else with me sideways extra, so you got to make room. Scoot over.
I got a new broad and a new car and they foreign, and that new crib got rooms you can't even go in.
Can't go, can't go.
And that all white room looking like it got snow.
Right.
Your friend wanna roll too cause we important.
Yeah,
baby, scoot over. It's scoot over. It's scoot over, it's scoot over. You gotta scoot over. It's scoot over, it's scoot over. It's scoot over.
Let me go.
This is so exclusive. Say you on the road, that's exactly what we doing. Whether we freaking or we cooling, your friends wanna come too. Tell them we can do it. We can get love if someone started shooting. When it's just me and you, we can hop in that coupe. We can chop off the top of it, we can go ruthless. They gon' look at us crazy, they gon' look at us foolish. Party all night, show you something different. Can blow your mind, but your friends wanna ride.
Don't have to
cause we don't care about
your feelings. Yeah. Aye. Yeah. Aye. Yeah. Boys. Yeah. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. We them boys. Hold on. We them boys. Hold on, hold on, hold on. We making noise.
I'ma paint it how I want it. Cause there is no right or wrong, only a song. I like to write alone, be in my zone. Think back to Forest Hills, no perfect home. But the only thing like home I've ever known until they snatched it from my mama and foreclosed her on a loan. I'm so sorry that I left you there to deal with that alone. I was up in New York City chasing, getting, had no clue what you was going through. How could you be so strong? And how could I be so selfish? I know I could be so selfish. I could tell by how I treat you with my girl. Yeah, she's so selfless, but she put up with my way because she love me like you do. And no, it don't always show. I love her just like I love you. And I need the truth.